The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors, firearms, and, you know, wildlife and everything that goes along with that. We had a caller off the air, Mike, I believe his name was, wanted to know about the anti-tick, anti-bug spray called Sawyer's, which I believe has permethrin in it. And it is a very effective, it's what I use. It's a very effective spray. Do not spray it on your body. It's not a repellent like Off or, you know, any of those. You got to spray it on your clothing and let it dry, and then it will repel the ticks from your boots, from your pants, and things like that. I wanted to know if there was an expiration date on the can. I did not go out to the truck and get my can of Sawyer's to see if there's an expiration date. But I'm thinking if it's contained in an aerosol container, it's probably not going to lose its effectiveness in that condition. So I would use it, but I would also get another can for this upcoming season. You know, if it's a couple years old, I think I have a can from 2 years ago, and I'm going to still continue to use it. If anybody has a better answer than that, feel free to give us a ring here at 410 WCBM 680. WCBM 680 is the number you can call to get in the contest that are running concurrently and concurrently. Is that the word? Yes, concurrently, which is a fishing tackle giveaway for some surface lures from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. That will be given away the last Saturday of September. And then also we have a beautiful CVA muzzleloader and a Wolf model. We're going to give away at the end of the month as well. And if the person is located anywhere in Maryland, we're going to be able to deliver that to them personally. So I always look forward to that. It's kind of fun to watch the folks open the box and take a look at that beautiful muzzleloader. So hopefully we'll be coming to an area near you, and maybe you'll be the one winning the muzzleloader. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, first name, last name, and full phone number with our call screener producer, Aaron, and you will be go on the air with me. Just say, hey, wanted to get in the contest. Hi, how you doing? I'm Alan. I'm just, you know, whatever your name is, just call in and say, hey, put me in a contest. That's all you got to say, and we're happy. Or you can always ask a question, carry on a conversation, make a comment if you like. We'd be more than glad to hear from you. Anyway, that number is 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Talking to Tackle Box Tim. All right, good. I think we'll be able to talk to Tim in just a minute. That would be great. So, all right. Yep. Okay. So, going to be a beautiful day. I'm thinking about taking the bow for a walk this afternoon. All right. I'm thinking about taking the bow for a walk this evening. The weather looks great. Rain coming in tomorrow. What a beautiful day. Help me decide. All right, let's talk to Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you, bud? Uh-oh.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
All right, you were going to take your boat for a walk?
Bow, my hunting bow, my compound bow, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say you're going to pull your boat along the shore. That doesn't sound like fun, but...
No.
So. That sounds like a good plan, though, if you're taking the boat for a walk.
Yeah, I you know, I don't know that I'll pull it back and shoot at anything, but you know, at least.
That's the interesting part of the hunt, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So I you know, I say take it for a walk. I take it for a brief walk, and then I take it for, you know, a sit for a couple of hours.
I'm with you there.
You know.
Hey, I had a chance to look up Fran's movie reference. That's Across the Wild Missouri.
Across the Wild Missouri. All right.
And, that's good. 1951, the two main actors were Clark Gable and Ricardo Montalban.
Really?
Yeah. And two lesser known were Alan Napier, who was Alfred in the original Batman series.
Yes.
And Richard Anderson, who was Oscar in The $6 Million Man.
That's right. Exactly right. You know, I love that. We watch a lot of old movies. We were watching Sherlock Holmes with, why can't I say his name? Nigel Bruce was Dr. Watson. But anyway, we watched a couple of those last week, and I said, you know, Robin, like I said, I'll give her the name of a movie I'd like to rewatch, and she'll look it up, and we'll watch that. So, yep. And I listen to Vintage Radio, too, on the national channel. And a lot of those old actors, you know, for example, the guy that played William Conrad. You remember he had a television show, but his voice is in almost every Vintage Radio show you can imagine.
I can imagine with a voice like that.
Yeah, he was the original Marshall Dillon on the Gunsmoke radio version.
Okay.
You know, and Perry Mason, why can't I say his name? We watch Perry Mason all the time. He was a captain on Fort Laramie, you know, and, you know, and Paladin had a radio show before the TV show. Jimmy Stewart is the six shooter. So yeah, it's fun to listen to that stuff and watch all those guys you grew up with as a kid, you know. So anyway, let's what's on your mind there, buddy?
Well, over the last week, I had a chance to take out some veterans and their families fishing out up on the Northeast River, and just a joy to get out and watch, you know, families have a good time.
Yep.
drifting around, setting the hook on some catfish, and
nice.
But it's a honor to take out those who have served and
no
give
question.
Them a little bit of peace of mind for a couple hours.
Yes, sir.
In order for us to do it, you know, up on the Northeast, and it's a little bit away from the house and a toll, and my friend Randy's even coming a little bit further than I am.
Right.
A place called Bay Boat Works allowed us to keep our rigs overnight at their facility and allowed us to use their ramp, and that was I want to throw a shout out to them, because that was a great help for us doing some good to give back, and
that's good.
Supported us by giving us access to the river.
You got it. So do they sell boats there?
I no, it's just more of a marina and a little service area.
I got it. Okay, very good.
And, they have a little private ramp for their marina folks who don't necessarily have big boats for slips, but they allowed us to. They gave us a key to the bar that closed, you know, covers the ramp.
Yeah, nice.
Easy access in and out, and it was just. I really appreciate those folks doing that for us.
Very good, very good. Proud to give them a shout out if they're doing anything for our. They're doing anything for our veterans, we're glad to talk about it. So.
Yeah, and other than that, I am heading to the beach later today for a week, and hopefully getting in some good fishing time.
Ah, good for you, man. Good for you. Well, good luck out there.
Yeah, we're going to see our friend Captain Mark during the week and do our back bay fishing in Ocean City. So.
Mark's a good guy. Tell him I said hello, will you?
I will. I definitely will.
Yep, tell him I said hello. Tell him we want to do an inshore shark trip with him one of these days.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Alan. Hey, have a good weekend, and tell Robin we said hello.
We'll do it. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Good luck. There we go. Okay. Let me tell you folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's. We love Backyard Billy's, and Backyard Billy's loves the Outdoors and Radio show. Summertime is waning, but not raining, waning, W-A-N-I-N-G, coming to a close, expiring. But we have some great fall weather ahead. October, my favorite month, a great time for crabs, great time for fun and families to get in the outdoors, get in that backyard, do grill some stuff on the grill, and, you know, have sit around the deck and sit around the fire, sit around the picnic table and have some great family fun with your friends, your neighbors, and your relatives, and, you know, you get the idea. Summer's gone. Fall's here. Let's get outside. You can actually grill with when it's not 90 degrees and have a great time. Backyard Billy's is known for making backyards fun. That's their slogan, as a matter of fact. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs in all sizes and configurations. There's 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets, tiki bars, and storage sheds, and gazebos, and pergolas, and all that stuff. Even dog kennels, chicken coops, greenhouses, and everything else for your backyard at Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, and it's a giant place. Check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, and the beautiful pellet grills by Memphis. That's right. They're stainless steel. They're gorgeous. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits too, and rings. If you like to get out in the back 40 and do a little bonfire, a little sit around, a little campfire. They've got all that stuff too. Browse the great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's, as we mentioned, we'll mention again, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Aren't you curious? I say all this stuff, and I tell you about all this cool stuff, and the prices are good, you know, and the service is excellent. The people are friendly. Why not stop by? They're open 7 days a week. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B.A., keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name?
All right, Hank Williams Jr., what a prophet on that song. That was back 15 years ago, something like that. And I remember when it came out. Amen. All right, Paul, let's see, in Ellicott City is on hold. Good morning, Paul, and he's now on the air. How are you this morning?
Fine, can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy, what's going on?
Nothing, I don't know. I probably should have just called back, but so it's the guy with the 308.
Yeah, I remember, Paul. Sure.
I wanted to enter the contest.
All right.
I heard you were talking about William Conrad.
Yes.
Was his series Canon?
Canon, yes, sir. Canon. Yeah. I remember walking the preview of the show, or the opening of the show, he's walking along, looks like maybe walking along the beach with a surf rod. You remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Maybe they named it because he was built like a howitzer.
That's possible. He was a big guy, no question about it.
When he ran, have you ever watched the show? He was a detective.
Yes.
A lot of times he would, you know, have to chase some of the suspects. You know, it was just funny looking. I mean, when he ran, he like the earth shook.
Well, don't go doing any fat shaming there, Paul. You know.
No, I'm not doing that. The other name you mentioned was the Paladin.
Yes. Yep.
He was the that was Richard Boone.
Richard Boone, yeah.
And that's become one of my favorite. Half Gun has become one of my favorite westerns. The I also owned that. You would have loved it. He carried a Derringer.
He did. He did.
And whenever they'd get the drop on him, it was great because they'd always figure, you'd figure, oh, man, he is so screwed, you know. He just said, you know, he's done.
Yep. Yep.
And all of a sudden, he pulled it out of his belt buckle. It was right in front of his belt buckle, and he had the drop on him. So
yep.
I had that thing. Remember I told you about that?
I remember. Yes, I do.
And didn't I give you that guy's name, Ray Stiles or something, up in Dallas?
I think you did, indeed. So
I'm just kind of jogging your memory.
I got it. Well, the voice of Paladin on radio was a very well-known voice, John Dehner, D-E-H-N-E-R.
Oh,
and
He was around a long time, yeah.
He was around a long time, and he was Paladin on the radio. He was on Gunsmoke a lot. He was on a lot of the classic radio shows. So, yes, indeed.
A lot of those guys did all sorts of work on. They crossed over on all those things, and they would do the, like you say, the gun smokes and the different things. But they would do like the Twilight Zone.
Oh yeah.
You'd see him in a Hitchcock, you know, like Johnny Anderson. Johnny Anderson was a big one.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. Joe, our buddy Joe over there sent us the fact that William Conrad was also the Lone Ranger on radio. Okay, so there we go. And he also gave me the name of Basil Rathbone as Sherlock Holmes, which is very enjoyable to watch and listen to. So appreciate the call, Paul. Let's see. We've got Lee in Ellicott City. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Lee and Towson. I'm sorry. I'm getting my. There's so many people on the list here. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing good, Alan.
What's going on? Good morning.
Just a couple quick topics, but a fishing topic. There's a really strong bite of decent quality rockfish north of Poole's Island. Eeling. Fishing those lumps and holes up there. It's basically you just go up and look for the fleet. I got a couple marks on spots up there, well north of Poole's. I missed 5 to 6 miles off the mouth of almost up to the Elk River.
Wow. Okay.
Eeling. Yeah.
Yeah. That Upper Bay has always been the spot for eeling. I remember back in the days when guys were doing nothing but trolling red hoses and catching them.
Yeah.
You know,
early morning bite on some of the skinny water on some of the predominant points heading up. I come out of Joppa Town, heading north early morning and evening. There's been a good skinny water bite with swim plugs. I'm calling on the top, mostly big swim plugs.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a lot of fish, but the size has been pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
And the Bay Bridge, of course, is giving up fish, but it's been spotty. But they're mostly, legal to, up to 22, 23 inches.
I got it.
A good bite there, too.
Yeah,
but, one thing I wanted to touch on, there's going to be a couple big tournaments, rockfish tournaments going on.
Yeah.
And, Alan, this is, and they've had a few this year, there's a lot of culling of fish.
Yeah, I know.
And, Alan, I don't know where to go with this topic. I kind of leave it up to the fishermen to, but we're seeing culling of fish even while we're eeling because the wreck can't keep anything over 31, as where I can keep fish up to 36 commercially.
Right.
And even seeing people letting them go over the side of the boat and they're floating. And it's almost immediate. They've already caught their limit, but yet they keep on fishing.
They keep fishing, yeah.
And we're going to have a big money tournament. There's literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in this one tournament.
Wow.
Up for grabs. But the number of dead fish is going to be through the roof. And I don't know whether the DNR needs to look at limiting these tournaments to these...
I'm gonna go out on a limb, Lee. And I'm gonna say that there are going to be some severe restrictions on recreational striped bass within the next 2 years. Severe.
Severe. I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
I noticed that that NOAA came out the other day, a report came out that NOAA has been overestimating the amount of by 30 to 40% the amount of the recreational fishing take, overestimating overestimate, but that doesn't mean that the Chesapeake Bay and the iconic striped bass are not in trouble. Remember, this is the nursery for the entire East Coast.
Absolutely, yep.
This is where the big cows come to spawn in the spring. okay?
Yeah,
there's some up in the Hudson River. I get that, but and they go north, and they our fish go north, and but you have got to protect this fishery. The young of the year, I will suspect that the young of the year is going to be dismal this year. From some of the things I've heard, that this will be the fourth or fifth year in a row where it's below where it needs to be. Even the fifth bad year in a row, that's going to trigger the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which I think is in charge of 13 jurisdictions up and down the East Coast. That's going to set off a shockwave.
Right.
And the recreational angler is going to be hung out to dry because of practices, just like you mentioned, the dead discards, because we can't seem to take our limit and go home.
I have a friend who last year, during one of these tournaments, one of them was during the day we could commercial fish.
Right.
He didn't even fish. He just went around dipping fish that hadn't, and you heard me talk about this in the Tapsco, dipping up fish that he could, tag the fish and commercially keep. But thank God he was there, because it makes us look bad seeing floaters on the bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's they're not dying of disease. They're dying of being caught, mishandled. They checked up and they got to weigh them. It's a three.
They can't take the return to the hot water. They're already stressed from fighting.
Yeah.
You take them out of the water. You hand them. You take a picture. You weigh them and all that stuff. That leaves them. Imagine holding your breath for 5 minutes. You can't do it. Fish can't do it.
And then you throw
them back in that tepid water, and they're not going to make it. They're just not going to make it.
And there's a true technique to reviving a fish, but they just. I watch it. They throw them over the side, and they just want to get away from them because they know the fish is going to die.
The worst thing is that D-hooker, that little crooked piece of they flip them upside down with the hook still in their lip, and then they hit the water, and he looks pretty good.
Well, it's detrimental to see these tournaments. I mean, my daughter and I participated in one at CCA,
right,
with strictly catch and release, and she and I were religious about it. It was all measurements, so we didn't have no weighing. You take a picture and get them back in, and she and I were religious ASAP.
Yeah, you got to
get them back in the water. But we didn't have any. Personally, I didn't see any of our fish die, but one other quickie I got to mention. I was at Sandy Point.
Real quick, please.
Sandy Point, young guy from DNR doing a fish survey, measuring fish of a couple anglers out of a bucket, little white perch, comes over to me afterwards. And he doesn't check, they don't do commercial, but he says, I measured a bunch of fish. There's actually some undersized flounder.
Wow.
And I was like, can't you blow the whistle? He goes, no, because we got to remain anonymous with these guys. They can't do anything about it. I was like, oh, my God. I said, and I'm looking around the parking lot for a DNR officer, because there's usually one down there at Sandy Point. But, that just burned me up.
I get it.
They're sitting there measuring and weighing these undersized flounder.
And can't do anything with it.
DNR, and they're doing. I get the fish survey.
They're biologists, and they don't have any authority. I get it.
Yeah, but they don't have any authority. So.
All right. Thanks, Lee. All right, buddy. Thank you. Yep. Talk to you soon. Okay. Thank you for holding. Wayne in West Virginia. How are you? Still with us, buddy?
I'm here, Alvin. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to enter the contest, and
okay,
I actually had a quick question for you, if you would.
Sure.
You come to Ocean City for 3 or 4 days, week after next, and just wondering if you have any suggestions. We're a novice ocean. Well, it'll be my first time actually trying any kind of ocean or bay fishing. Where would I start?
Well, are you a surf fisherman at all?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have not.
All right. What I would recommend is find one of the party boats, and try to make a reservation to go out on a party boat, or rent one of the flounder boats. But go to the fishing centers, okay, and say, total novice, what do I need? I've got freshwater spinning reel and a rod and reel. Where would you recommend I go?
Okay.
And there are several fishing places there in Ocean City that can help you out. There's one just as you go in on West Ocean City right there beside the Royal Farms. It's called All Tackle. All Tackle, yep. They have two locations, one in Annapolis and one in Ocean City. And tell them you talked to me on the radio. I don't know that they know me that well, but that they would certainly be able to help you out.
And help me get a license or anything I might need in that respect.
Yes,
also.
Yes, right there.
That's one of my main concerns, and make sure I have everything
yep.
I need as far as anybody's checks.
Exactly. And as you continue on into Ocean City, there's Ocean City Fishing Center, and there's some independent tackle shops and things like that. But I would start right there if you could.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Where in West Virginia are you?
I'm in the Eastern Panhandle. We're out here. We're just wedged kind of between Allegheny and Garrett County, Maryland.
I got it.
Area.
God's country.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call, Wayne. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Yep. Have a great day. See you, buddy. Good luck in Ocean City. Okay. Let's see. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where the locals, including me, get their tires and their auto service work done. And I've had them supply tires for the truck. We're going to do a brake job next. They've done what I tell you they do in the commercial. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. I've got Firestones on the truck, as well as, you know, Michelin, Yokohama, and the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. That's any make, any model. I've seen tractor trailers in there. I've seen dump trucks in there. I've seen farm equipment in there, big car harvesters and things like that. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, your harvesters, your farm equipment, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, tire repair. Had that done. Full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Had that done. 24-hour truck service. Have not had that done. And more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, Spurry, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S, SpurriesTire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and I want to tell you about one of the firearms that Clyde's has in stock and lots of them, the X-Bolt. The X-Bolt is a centerfire bolt-action rifle, extremely accurate, built for big game hunting perfection. It's a bolt-action big game rifle. It comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. Now, if that's the standard model, it's a beautiful walnut stock, if you like, blued steel finish, which is a classic-looking rifle. But they also have the new X-Bolt Pro Series. They have the long range, they have the Macmillan, and they have the light rifle in the long range calibers. If you're going to be carrying a firearm, maybe you're going out west, maybe you're going on a mule deer hunt, a pronghorn hunt, maybe you're going for elk, you might want to take a look at the X-Bolt Pro Series, and you will be glad you did. They come in a camo stock with a Cerakote barrel. It's got a suppressor on the front end, and you will be happy, happy, happy with the way your X-Bolt from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop shoots and performs on big game. Take a look at that. There's also one of the classic Browning firearms available right now at Clyde Sports Shop, and that's the A5, your grandfather's first auto-loading shotgun. Reliable, short recoil operating auto-loader shotgun with a rugged composite stock. It's got a textured gripping surface for the, you know, wet conditions in the duck blind or the goose pit. And it's shim adjustable for your length of pull, your cast, and your drop to custom fit you, in other words, and gun people know what those things mean. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo. Yep. Throwback to the 60s and 70s with that and beyond with that vintage tam camouflage. It cuts the Invector DS choke tubes as well. The A5, you'll love it. The X-Bolt, the A5, remember those two names for Browning Firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde's Sports Shop, been around since 1957. Proud to have them as a sponsor. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
That you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand.
The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
All right. Let's talk to Marlissa. I believe I said that correctly. Is it Marlissa?
It's easier, Alan. How are you? And hello to Robin. We're praying for her.
Thank you, but we appreciate that so much. Yes, indeed.
Yes, I have been suffering with what she has for more than 20 years. So
fibromyalgia, yep.
Yes, sir. It has been just something that you don't understand. And my family has said, you've been asleep the whole summer. I said, I know. So you guys set me up. You know, talking about not having good sleep. So we're keeping her in prayer and Bel Air at St. Margaret's.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And certainly, dear, certainly one of these days, I keep saying, I got to email her some of the things that are working. Because once you find something that works, it's like a miracle. Alan, anyway.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address.
Ellisoutdoors.com. Okay.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Our last name at ellisoutdoors.com. Yep.
Okay, two L's, right? Okay,
yes.
Great. Thank you. We are from Virginia, Shenandoah. We used to do deer hunting on my land up there. So I'm a transplant to Bel Air last 10 years, but very beautiful place. And you all do a great job.
Don't forget to stop by Bel Air Gun Range and say hi.
Yes, we're going to say hi to them, but hopefully I'm up, sir. You know how that is.
I understand. I get it. Yes, indeed.
She's got a fellow sufferer out here, but we try to just keep it all for joy because it's, you know, it's we are outdoor people. We like to be out and with our families.
Yep.
And when you're like, where are you? You're just a little trepidated. Like, how long is this going?
I got you.
Anyway, sir, I just wanted to enter the contest.
You're in.
Thank you so much. And my sister has a place in Moncton, so we used to hike every weekend. Everybody, kids, grandkids. So
a lot of deer over there in Moncton. So
We missed you when you were out there. I couldn't make that, and then we were trekking after that. But anyway, I know I'm probably one of your last callers. I waited a little bit and couldn't get in, but I appreciate you taking the call. And
well,
God
thank
bless
you for
you all. And we're praying. And I'm gonna go ahead and shoot you an email.
Perfect. Thank you.
Destination for Robin, sir.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for all.
Thank you so much. Take care, Marlissa. Bye bye. Let's talk to Henry in Baltimore. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah. Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Henry, up. You're up. What's up?
Hello.
Henry.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. He's talking about. I like Dick Van Dyke on TV and Big Valley. I like that.
Big Valley and Dick Van Dyke. Sure, I got it.
Yeah, and Big Valley, I went with that. And I used to watch the Dating Game. He was funny. He took Steve Harvey place to come on, and I liked it. You know, a few of the stories.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Miss Chancellor, she was
a
trip. And different ones like that. And that different ones was in the 80s.
Yeah.
70s and 80s. It was, you know, that time of atmosphere.
Sure.
In the winter.
I got you. Well, thanks for the trip down memory lane, Henry. You have a good weekend.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? 410 WCBM 680 if you want to get in the muzzleloader contest or the fishing tackle contest. From the muzzleloaders come from the fine, fine folks at CVA. That's right. Connecticut Valley Arms. That's part of the BPI Guns Group. They make a lot of stuff. They make the power belt bullets. They make the gunslings. Yes, indeed. I didn't know that. Well, let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don.
Hey, good morning.
Long time no talk. How you been?
Oh, we've been listening off and on. Last week we were trying to call in. We had two youngsters on the boat, and we were showing them the techniques of running a trot line.
Uh-huh.
And every time we would go to call, we got real busy or something would happen. So
sure,
we were listening and having a good time. And
that's good.
One of the reasons. We're still doing pretty good with the crabbing. I guess the only thing that's been keeping us back has been the wind.
Yesterday,
even though it was pretty windy, one of our crew went out and had a good day. They got a bushel in like two hours. And we ate them up last night.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I did want to mention that I always enjoy Mr. Lee when he calls in.
Oh, yeah. He's a very knowledgeable guy. There's no question. So.
Yeah. And so far as the fishing, again, we haven't been going out too much, but we went out into several of the rivers close by, and we've been catching some rockfish.
Sure.
Of course, we troll. You know, we're not too much into the other techniques. Our buddy Kenny, he's a kind of an expert when it comes to trolling.
Well, that's good.
He always wants to, you know, try that. But
we've
been listening and want to say hi and just hope things get better for Robin.
You and I both, buddy. Well.
Yeah,
she is a fighter. That's for sure. She's going to beat whatever it is, and she's going to do the best she can to get as comfortable as she can. It's just a lot of trial and error right now. So
yeah. So, okay, well, we'll keep her on the prayer list.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure you have a couple more callers trying to get in towards the end of the day, but I just wanted to say hi, and yeah, we're still around. We're still listening.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you,
Take care. Best
to you and yours and Kenny.
Okie doke. Take care.
Bye-bye. There goes Captain Dawn. Good man. So I got a nice email from Chuck. He said, good morning. Took a ride down to Cambridge yesterday. Took a ride, and stopped by Cool Ice Seafood. First, I spoke with the manager and thanked him for supporting your show. They told me you were in Thursday. But in my fridge is a pound of the Maryland Fresh Jumbo Lump Crab Meat. We will be eating crab cakes and enjoying them this weekend. Thanks again. Have a great day. Wishing the very best to Robin. That's our friend Chuck. Nice to hear from you, Chuck. Thank you so much. Nice to hear from you, Joe, with some of the information that you sent. And we just got a nice update on the record book cover from Bob Lynch, who's been on our air before, and I like it a lot. So we'll that's for the book cover for the Maryland record book, Bucks, Bears, Stags. So we'll be talking to Bob here shortly. Anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm not sure we have time for another caller or two, but we do have to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. I'll keep it brief because you've heard about them. You know what they have. You know they have the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, the pellet inserts, the gas inserts, the wood freestanding stoves. You know they have the barbecue grills from Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and Memphis. You know they have entire selection of anything for your backyard, from storage sheds to greenhouses to chicken coops to dog kennels to pergolas to gym sets, tiki bars, and so forth, with free delivery and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. They have a huge showroom with furniture. They have so much stuff. They have 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock in every color imaginable. They've got tables. They've got chairs. They're called Backyard Billy's for a reason. Because Bill's the owner, and it's everything for your backyard, everything to make your backyard great. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant
is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh-picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, thanks, everybody. Got a bunch of new entrants into the muzzleloader contest. You can always email. I gave my email earlier, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, if you'd like to enter. First, last name, phone number, subject line, muzzleloader or muzzleloader contest, and we'll be putting you in the contest. And we sure appreciate the emails that come in through the week. We appreciate the emails for those of you who are supporting our sponsors. And we thanks so much to everybody for listening. Thanks to sponsors for bringing us the show, and we'll see you all again next week. Now get out, stay out, stay safe, love your family, and have a great weekend.